to these fellows, to the morgue. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows, to the morgue. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with, well, with Addy, and if anybody's been following our the Twitter machine and our Twitter feed at We Talk Wrestling, they're aware that because of I don't know a better way to put this, but cellulite, we have to find ourselves. I have to find myself a new co-host, but fear not, true believers, because I have in fact done just that. So I would like to introduce you to the co-host of We Talk Wrestling with Addy. Say hello, dummy.
Hey, little Lenny. This is your Addy. Segment. Lenny, little Lenny, it's been a long time since I've seen you. And they say we're doing a We Talk Wrestling pod race.
It's not a pod race. It's
we're pod racers.
It's a pod.
My pug, when I go to my junkyard, I'm Watto.
Yes.
I've been having trouble finding work since Star Wars. I've been typecast.
Really?
And, but that's okay. Now I'll be doing this We Talk Wrestling pod race with you.
It's a podcast.
Pod race.
My name is podcast. My name is Addy.
Yes, that's what I say, little Annie. You grew up in little Annie when I last saw you. You've grown up so ugly.
And introduce yourself to everyone.
Yes, my name is Watto, little Annie. And who knew? You had the force in you. I guess that is why you grew up. You must be dark side to grow up so ugly.
Well, I had the...
In fact, seeing how ugly you are, I guess the most evil man ever.
I had the force in me, briefly, but there's a lawsuit pending against Pat Patterson for that. But Watto.
Watto. We talk wrestling pod race. Why are we wearing
podcast.
These things on our... Huh?
It's a podcast.
Who's that? There's a big fat fuck.
What?
In the corner. He's
what?
Looking
Where?
At me. That, Get the hell. What the hell are you doing? Get the...
Oh, my God. He's stomping away at him here. This is not...
What's that? You booked Raw 2 weeks ago, you said? Boom, take this.
Watto is,
there's body slam!
That's a, he slammed him and... Oh, my God. He splashed him. Holy shit. Holy shit.
Suplex.
This is not...
Pile driver!
This is, there's like...
Yeah!
There's yellow blood everywhere.
You're friends of Russo?
Yellow blood.
I don't even know what a Russo is. I kick the things.
I think get out of my seat. I don't know what's going on here. It seems like there's some form of sumo match in our studio here. But I really I don't know what to tell the listeners here. And so it looks like Watto is gone.
Hey, yo, I'm Mo.
Oh, hey, Mo.
Hey.
How you doing?
What was that guy doing in my seat?
Huh?
Sorry I was a little late. You know, I was an audience at Raw there.
Yeah, you were sixth row. It took
a while to get here.
Yeah.
I'm out of breath now.
You are.
Anyways, I killed that bug. It's kind of like that spider that was in here a couple weeks ago.
I think that was the same.
Oh.
Yeah. He's all grown up.
Good.
Good to see him.
How's it going, buddy?
That's fantastic as always.
I on the way here, I was watching NXT
TakeOver 2.
Yeah. Did you see it?
I did.
Yeah?
On the WWE Network.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that cost me $9.99.
Yeah, me too.
Hold on.
Jesus. Those Brian Christopher cardio tapes are really paying off.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. That's twice you saved my life.
It's twice. That's twice. So yeah. You know what they say? Fool me twice, shame on me. But, wow. NXT TakeOver 2 Fatal Foreskin has just happened.
Yeah.
And so, I tweeted that NXT TakeOver 2 is to NXT TakeOver what WrestleMania 2 is to WrestleMania.
Huh?
Step down.
WrestleMania 2 was better than WrestleMania.
No.
WrestleMania sucked except for the main event.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but WrestleMania 2 was filled with all that great action.
Well, that's true. It peaked in, what was it? It was an hour one or hour two when the Dream Team took on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that was hour two in Chicago, but that was the highlight. But, yeah. Anyway, this, which, I mean, it was 2 hours of wrestling. Actually, I shouldn't say that. It was actually 2 hours of sports entertainment.
Well, okay, here's the thing. We came out of TakeOver, the first one.
Yeah.
We watched Arrival, we're like, oh, that was damn good.
Yes.
And then we watched TakeOver, and we're like, that's the best thing I've seen the WWE put on in years.
Yes.
You know, it was amazing. And so we came into this, and I wasn't expecting it to be good, but I was still really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And it was a one-match show. Now, one match with the main event went over 30 minutes and was like a 4.5-star match.
Yes.
Like, it was a great, great match. And it was worth the money and the investment and everything like that, like right there.
Yeah.
But the show as a whole up to that point, very disappointing. And they used two of the matches twice. They did one 30-second squash match.
Yeah.
They did one 1-minute squash match. And both of these were in, well, actually, one of these was in a match that was built as a feud.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, that's a hell of a way to blow off a feud.
Wow.
You can do that once on a show like this. Doing it twice is kind of strange. The women's match, while better than many of the matches that you... Certainly better than anything you see with, like, Eva Marie. And better many of the female matches is still just such a step down from what you saw with Natalya and Charlotte last time. This one with Bayley. I mean, not terrible, but not good.
No, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, the tag team match at the beginning had the titles change hands from the Ascension to the new team of the, what are they called, the Super Dragons?
No, the Lucha Dragons.
Lucha Dragons, that's it. The Lucha Dragons, so.
Lucha Dragon!
I'll never get over. But anyways, no, the like, that match just was sloppy.
Just thinking of Botchamania.
Yeah, yeah.
Super Dragon!
It had like three or four good botches. Like it didn't come across. So I mean, this is just something you're like, man, this is not all that good. And then the main event happens, and you're like, well, this is great.
Yeah.
And then you have the fallout. Then you have the fallout,
which was also not as good as.
Yeah.
I mean, you said it to me. You said, well, why they're not doing it, and wonder why, or they're not doing it. And I said, well, there's 688,000 reasons why.
Yeah, why? Like, last time when they did the Fallout, that was a key part of the show. Almost as entertaining as TakeOver was a key part of it. Because you had Paul Heyman there, and you had...
Natalya and...
Well, Natalya came out for her interview to talk about her match with Charlotte. And she stuck around and had an angle with Tyson Kidd.
Right.
Which they kind of didn't do really much with tonight.
They haven't done any with lately.
But also they were outside. They went outside for it. And you had... So you had Heyman, you had Christian, and you had... Like a different team.
Yeah.
And so it felt like something.
I don't think he had Christian on the... I think he was on the preview, but not on the...
He was on the I think he was on the post.
No.
Maybe he wasn't. Somebody else was out there besides just Heyman, though.
Yeah, Renee.
Well, Renee, but somebody else, I think.
Was there another one? I think it was just him.
Either way, the point being that it really... Yeah, I mean, it was definitely... I think it was definitely Cesaro and Christian in the pre-show that one. But anyways, the point being that I mean, Heyman being there added so much, and, you know, I mean, he gets the psychology and how to sell stuff. And,
yeah.
And this one, you just had people come out and cut promos with Renee Young, and it was like...
Oh, and long promos, and fucking Bayley for, like, 15 minutes, and it's like, the fun, all three women, Sasha Banks and Charlotte and Bayley, all talking over each other.
And one
Charlie. Yeah, and Charlie, all talking over each other.
Yeah.
And shit. It's like... fuck off. I realize you have to learn, but, like, come on. This is not the
way
to teach them.
It wasn't, that wasn't good, and like I say, most of the event wasn't like that. Like, I can't explain to you. I mean, the promo, actually, that the Lucha Dragons did was probably better than their match. And that's saying something. And I don't mean the backstage one or the Fallout. I mean the
when
one
they
right,
won the belt when,
right,
after.
Right after they won the belt.
Yeah.
Like, it was
and actually, it was Kalisto that that carried the promo.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Mean, Hunico just, yeah, I don't know if it's because he's, and I don't know if you can change that, he's muffled in that full mask where Kalisto's mouth is you know, exposed so he can actually talk and cut a promo.
Yeah, it was a little better that way. And then you had the debut, of course, of Kenta. But almost the worst, the first thing they do was they change his name to Hideo, I think it was Ichichichi?
Yes.
Is that right?
Hideo
Ichichichi?
Itaki, Itami. Hideo Itami.
Hideo
Itami. No,
Hideo Itami.
Hideo Itami. Oh, which, okay. I mean, coincidentally enough, and again, to say, you know, longtime fan, when I was 17, I actually, one of my first, I owned a 1984 Hideo Itami. It's a three on the tree. It's nice. A lot of good times in that car.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ask your mom if she remembers it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you my dad?
What? No, I'm not Marty Jannetty.
And that's the other thing is that I thought you used to play your video games on the Atami 1564.
Yes, I adore my Hideo Itami 64.
Yeah. Anyways, this is whatever. They changed his name, and then at the end, after he beat up the Ascension, they both came out because they wanted an immediate rematch for losing the belt. He beat them both up.
Yeah.
And then as he's sitting there, and the crowd's chanting Kenta at him. So yeah.
And the producer was watching this part with us and looked over and went, "I like Kenta better."
Yeah, it's a much better name. Yeah. She goes, "That's way better."
Yeah.
And we're like, "Yeah, well, they don't own that one."
Kenta.
Yeah.
But they do own Hideo Itami.
And aren't they lucky?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So anyways, yeah, NXT TakeOver, like, the main event was great. In the main event, Adrian Neville retained.
But we could quickly run down. We said that the Lucha Dragons won the tag titles. Fucking Bull Dempsey won in a squash over Mojo.
It literally was like a one-minute squash where literally they ran at each other in the ring, and he got the better of it, knocked him down, and doing so, hard way cut open Raleigh.
Yeah.
And then, like, hit a move and pinned him.
And then we squishy squashed in a super squash. Baron Corbin beat, Baron Corbin, what's his name?
I think
beat CJ Parker in, like, a one move rebel.
So it's like partially, I think, yeah, Baron Corbin, I think that's the right name.
Baron Corbin, yeah.
And they're like, this is his debut.
Not
and
Baron Von Corbin?
No. Okay. And it's not his debut.
No.
But they said it was his debut. But anyways, he's a former former lineman, I think, defensive lineman. But for the
Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, so I mean, he's big. Mm-hmm. He's big. He's like 6'5". They list him as 6'8". And they said he's nearly 7 feet.
Right.
So that's WWE math for you.
Is he nearly 500 pounds?
Yeah. Yeah, well, if Hogan never slammed him, he'd be way more than that.
Oh, yeah.
At least by the time it's 20 years from now.
Yeah, but he went to squishy squash, and then we had the...
So it just tells you what they think of Raleigh and Parker is the thing.
Yeah, right
I
now.
Mean, especially,
yeah.
I mean, Parker, I think we saw that there's holes and just... He was a guy who you looked at, you thought, he's not bad, but he's not good. He's not main roster. And getting to NXT is as high as he can get, which is pretty high.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where he's going to settle down. I don't think he's going to be a main event or main roster guy. Then you look at Raleigh and you're like, oh, he's green as hell. But they got to love him. He has a ton of potential. But obviously something's gone wrong because he got killed by Rusev in the last takeover. And then this one's even worse.
Yeah.
You know, because this is a real feud and it's not with a main roster guy. And it was such a squash.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I, you know, I mean... I don't know if they're going to repackage him or take him off TV or if he's
well,
just
Well, the thing done. Is, they, I think he's got to be done. They've already repackaged Parker.
Raleigh, no, not Parker. I mean,
but Raleigh is...
Raleigh's the more intriguing one because Raleigh was definitely one of the top prospects they had, 6 months ago.
They thought so, yeah.
They thought so, yeah.
I always looked at him and went, I don't see it. I don't get it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I just looked at him like, if he's going to be in a tag team with a technical wrestler, then he can be Jim the Anvil Neidhart. You know?
But, yeah, maybe. But
who
not
knows?
Nearly as good as Neidhart.
Well, fuck no. But I mean, he's as good as Neidhart was at one point. I mean, the thing is that's what we don't. I mean, to compare him to 80s guys is just a matter of look, because all of these 80s guys were fucking wrestling for, like, 10 years before they got to WWF, where these guys have been wrestling, like, two. So,
yeah, no.
I mean, and not nearly every night, and not nearly the education that people got in the 70s and 80s, and to some degree even the 90s.
No,
but,
that's true.
So it's just a different... landscape and a different way of looking at it, but I mean, if you got anything with Raleigh, you got him. You slap a partner with him, and maybe you do a tag team or something. But
well, the thing is, he is big and he is athletic, and yet he doesn't have like a.
I think he's white.
He doesn't have a great build. Is the weird thing?
Yeah.
Despite being a former NFL player and having and being big and being athletic and obviously having like a good vertical and being
white.
Strong and agile and all that stuff, he doesn't have like a really good build. And his persona, the stay hyped thing, just comes across indie-rific.
Yeah.
So, and I think that kind of is his real personality hyped up way up, but he's also really, really green, and I haven't seen any improvement. That's the thing. Like, usually, okay, a guy comes in, he's really, really green. I mean, Enzo Amore, who we saw here tonight, and had the hair match with Sylvester Lefort.
Yeah.
Not a great match, not great at all. But this guy's been wrestling for 2 years, and he's improving.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he started wrestling in NXT because he was in a gym.
Yeah.
He went to the same... He was lucky enough to be working at the same gym as Triple H and approached him. And that's literally how he went from being a manager at Hooters and moving pianos to getting into NXT.
Yeah.
You know? So he's 2 years in. He's improving. I don't see any improvement from Raleigh, and that's probably part of the problem as well.
Well, I mean, yeah. That really...
And now you have your Corbin...
Baron Corbin.
And,
who has a good look.
Yeah, who has a good look, and it's kind of the same story. He was a former NFL player, and you know...
No way of knowing, really, from obviously he did one move, so I mean...
No, but he's got a better look. He's also big.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably fairly athletic.
Well, I mean, having a great look and one move, I mean, you know, that gets you... You know, hanging yourself at age 43.
Well, no, I mean, it gets you... No, I mean, it gets you over in ECW if Heyman's booking you, if you're, you know...
Who?
911.
The good luck, I said.
Oh. Well, in ECW, that was a good luck.
That's true. Big. That's true. He was the most buff guy in ECW.
He was big. He had a choke slam. He had one move. Heyman's booking him managed to make him a huge star within their little world.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
true. But, I mean, it's a different... I mean, it's different now.
They don't have anybody as smart as Heyman. No, and this was... Even the announcing was shittier.
Oh, fuck. The announcing was horrible.
The announcing was really good
last
time.
For some reason, they kept saying that Renee Young was making history. And
she was. You figured it out. You cracked the code.
I think finally I cracked the code, as I said, that Renee Young has made history by being the shittiest commentator on an NXT takeover in history.
Yeah. Except for Byron Saxton was there. So it's tough to judge that.
Yeah, she was worse.
She was awful, though.
Yeah.
She's really good backstage and doing the interviews. And even at a panel hosting it, she's fine, letting other people talk and throwing to them.
A piano?
She's really good at a piano.
Huh?
But when it comes to, like, the commentating, her, like, she brings up things and you go, oh, shit, she doesn't know that because she's never been wrestling. Like, she'll see a move, she'll go, that's a brand new move or something, you know, and you're just like, well, no, it's not.
Well, she said, like, I've never, that Tower of Doom spot. She's like, has any of you ever seen that before? And
yeah,
we both
like,
went, yes, because we've watched wrestling.
Like a million times.
No,
like,
and then, I mean, she's watched a bit of wrestling as well. I mean,
she watched WWE. Raw when she was hosting that, but she
no,
watch
she
wrestling.
Watched it before. Yeah, she did.
Did she? You
she
think?
Was. She came into doing that Aftermath show as a wrestling As somewhat of a wrestling fan.
No, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
I think she just did her research before being hired or before being assigned the show.
I think she did her research
is the thing. But either way, if she did, she...
No,
she
I didn't say she was a hardcore fan.
Yeah, she certainly wasn't.
She knew who, like, Goldust was and was watching, like, maybe... She would probably have been, like, a casual Attitude Era fan.
Maybe.
Right? You
maybe.
Know what I mean?
She was, like, four. But maybe.
Four? Grew up with it then. So when it was hot, when she was like, yeah, five, six, seven, maybe. And the kids are watching it, probably.
Maybe.
But, you know, like the same way that, you know, someone would have watched Hillbilly Jim and Brutus Beefcake and Hulk Hogan when they were kids that are
Well, it's the same way that, to give you an example of how shitty the wrestling or the announcing is, it's like when Byron Saxton said that Bailey grew, or maybe it was Tom Phillips, one of them who sucked, said Bailey grew up wanting to be in the WWE. She grew up wanting to make her mark in NXT. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who didn't grow up wanting to make their mark in NXT?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she's seven.
Yes. Well, kind of. But, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, shitty announcing. And part of it was just things like that where it was forced, where it seemed like lines.
Yeah.
Where they're referencing things like the universe and holds. Like, last time they kind of called the matches.
Yes, that's exactly.
Which is what was nice. And
well, there was more wrestling to call.
There was more wrestling to call, but they actually called the matches. It felt like it wasn't rehearsed. It felt like they weren't trying to get over corporate catchphrases. Whereas this time, it felt like they were.
And last time, last time we had at least... three good matches.
Three terrific matches.
Yeah, so like three really good matches, and we just didn't have that this time.
No.
So it was a situation that...
Yeah, but I mean, even then, again, they were forcing stuff in.
Good show, but not the great show.
Well, the great main event. I mean, that really does... It's like one of those go-out-of-your-way-to-see main events. It's just awesome. I mean, it really had the crowd standing. If there was a problem with it, like I say, and Neville retains. He kind of screws Zayn to do it.
It seems like the story is kind of Neville going heel.
Or Zayn going heel, or who knows?
I think it was Neville by the end. I think it's probably... I was thinking Zayn at first, but... By the end, it was kind of being Neville. Yeah.
Though they kind of set up on Fallout that his next challenger will be Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, but when? I mean, that could just be on an NXT show.
I expect that to be on an NXT show.
Because the next one would be, in January, I guess.
January, December, something like that.
Yeah, I think it's January, they said, is the next...
But either way, yeah, I mean... crowd was on their feet. It might have peaked a little early. I mean, there was a point where Zayn takes out everybody.
Yeah.
And is going to get the pin, and Neville pulls out the ref. That's like a heel move. You know, if you break up the count, that's legal. There is no disqualifications in it. It's four-way, all four men in the ring at the same time.
Yeah.
But that's like a heel move to pull out the ref. So that's kind of what the crowd turned
then
on.
Then he did the red arrow and pinned Tyson Kidd. And Sami Zayn couldn't get in. He was trying to get in. He was just a split.
Because he was super kicked on the outside.
That's right.
By
he pulled out, yeah, what he did is
Neville
he pulled,
first.
Neville pulled out the ref. Then Zayn went out to kind of just be like, what the fuck? But before he could do anything, he got super kicked. And then,
you're supposed to be my friend, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then that's a shitty thing to do. Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, but the match was terrific. The crowd was on their feet, but it might have peaked too late.
Mm-hmm.
I think the crowd was ready for... There was a couple of near falls they bought. So I don't think they were as hot for the actual pinfall when it happened. But
right.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's... So that was NXT TakeOver 2. They did do a hype job on Raw... something that we talked about probably about a month ago on this show here, that they had the four participants in a tag match on the main event. They didn't get entrances. They were just already in the ring when they came back. But it was, the baby faces got to shine, really, is what it was.
And you know what? The thing is, about 20% of the audience probably watches NXT.
And that was very evident.
That's about the percentage of reacting right at the beginning.
Yeah. By the end, I mean, the Red Arrow had everybody, right?
It's a great move.
Yeah. And I thought Adrian Neville did himself a lot of favors, showed a lot of fire, had a lot of great chain wrestling, and just...
Well, we're talking about the Ascension. Great. We kind of thought, they would lose the belts, and perhaps Charlotte and Neville would all lose the titles tonight so they could move up to the main roster. Of course, there was just the one title change.
Well, and again, I don't know that they necessarily, like, I don't know that there's a lot of, that they're in call-up mode right now. I think they could take maybe one act right now.
Well, the reason that we think they're in call-up mode, the reason to think of it is because they've had Charlotte
working the house show loop regularly. They've had...
Yeah.
She doesn't seem to be, like, how much more can she improve working with these same girls? She needs to move on and work different people in the main roster and the house shows and whatever. Plus, you know, because even the house shows, she's working the same girls. She's working Sasha Banks and whatever. Same thing. It's like, Neville, okay, are they in call-up mode? No, but... Like, they brought Neville and the four guys onto Raw.
Right.
The same thing with Ascension. They debuted them on Main Event.
Sort of.
Well, they were on Main Event.
They were on Main Event, yes.
And we know that that's from moving from one network show to another network show, and it's a lateral move. But in their mind, that's bringing them up to the main roster.
I don't think it is.
You don't think so?
I don't think that this is a... Cause they were,
have you forgotten they're stupid?
Yeah, well, you know what, the thing is, like, I watched it, because I read about it. I didn't watch Main Event. I never watch Main Event live. I just sort of hear if there's anything to go out of your way to watch. Then I
like
spend
Rosa Mendez's ass?
Yeah. Then I spend like 10 minutes and go watch it, right? But so
took
I watched
10 minutes
this,
to watch her ass?
Yeah. Well, you pause it, and you rewind, and you go back, and yeah. She goes naked on Total Divas. That's her gimmick. She's naked Rosa Mendez. She's going to be managed by Midian. But
yeah, Kelly will be her valet.
That's true. The Exhibitionist. But they... Ascension. So I wanted to see them. So I did tune in. I just flipped over to watch that part. And I actually got sucked in by a really good Seth Rollins promo that went like 10 minutes. And then I watched the Ascension. And the Ascension... they were announced as NXT Tag Team
Champions.
Did you
say a good Seth Rollins promo?
Yeah, it was. It was a good Seth Rollins promo.
So it's completely opposite of what he's been doing.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I'll start that as Seth Rollins.
It's like him getting to talk instead of him to say their stupid fucking lines.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was good. But anyway, the Ascension, they come in. They were announced as the NXT Tag Team Champions.
Okay.
The whole point was you can watch them defend against Sin Cara and Kalisto at NXT TakeOver. The NXT TakeOver graphic was in the bottom right-hand corner. Like, this was basically the main event version of what we saw on
Raw.
But
the difference is Raw is on USA to a lot of people. Main Event, you're advertising on the same network to less people.
Yes and no.
Because the NXT probably has more watchers than
Main
Event.
Oh, yeah. That, for that
you're on the same network.
Sure. But I think at some point, though, I don't know if it's the same. I would just... Anyway, they did it. It was just a promotional thing. And that's how I took it, is that these are your NXT... This is your NXT Tag Team Champions. You can see them tomorrow night on the network. And that's how. And that was how I had taken it.
Yeah,
not
I guess.
That,
I
not
guess.
That these are your new guys and they're a force to be reckoned
or
with.
Or more likely...
They've dominated NXT and now they're looking to dominate the World Wrestling Federation, you know, that kind of thing. I didn't get
or,
that sense.
Or more likely, in my opinion, it is... Hey, we're going to put them on Main Event. We'll kind of introduce them that way. They'll get used to working in front of the crowd. And then we'll start airing vignettes, and they'll have them on Raw within the next month.
That could be. Yeah, I mean, it's very possible that they'll have...
We're just wetting our toes here. We're not jumping in.
But I don't consider this like a debut.
I think in their mind, they do.
I don't think so. Okay. I think when they go on Raw, this will be the debut of the Ascension.
Okay. Yes, that'll be the debut of the Ascension.
Yeah.
But in their mind, this means that the debut is imminent, which in their minds means they're now main roster guys.
I could see
that. And so when I say that they, in their mind they do, I don't mean that in their mind they think they've made their debut. I think in their mind, though, they've decided they're now on the main roster.
I think they are calling them up, yes. Yeah. But I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's good. That's fine. That's all you need.
Yeah, that's fine
right
for
now.
You know? I mean, it's like Sami Zayn is... I mean, you wouldn't have thought it coming from ROH and having worked all over the world, but I think it's possible he's even better since getting to NXT.
Oh, he's definitely better.
And think about that, because he was awesome.
Overall, he's better.
I think he's improved.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hey, NXT, I mean, if it can improve a guy who's already at the level of Zayn, I mean, and he is, like, he's probably just the best natural babyface outside of Daniel Bryan in the company. He might actually be even better. So, I mean, yeah, he's... NXT is it's okay. I don't mind a guy like
NXT
Neville.
Is A-okay.
NXT is A-okay. I don't mind a guy like Neville and Zayn staying there for a while because I mean it's actually doing them some good.
Yeah. One thing we didn't see. I mean, we saw Kenta there turning into Hideko Machaka. You know, I saved a bundle. I saved a bundle on car insurance by switching to Hideo Itaka. But I think that you didn't see Steam. You didn't see Devitt. I think those are the big two, right? But those are, you know, the potential debuts that people were hoping to see.
Yeah.
But
you didn't see them. You didn't see them. Kind of thought maybe, like you say, Kenta would come out, or and then you had the Ascension come out. Thought maybe Steen would come out and either turn on Kenta, you know, and he'd be like, Hideo, you can run, but you can't hide, you know, something like that.
You can run, but you can't Hideo. That's right.
What?
What?
Oh?
I don't know.
What'd you say?
You can run, but you can't Hideo.
Oh.
No, but I mean, they did have him when he debuted. It was weird that the Ascension came in.
Yeah.
And it was him, you know, taking off both of them.
Which is, it doesn't do them any favors after this long reign.
No, they came out of TakeOver looking like big losers, and who wants to see them on the main roster?
Yeah, they came out of this, it's like, they came out of this not looking good.
Still, I mean,
I bet you Kenta makes his debut in,
next week.
In Ohio.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just wondering, do you think that when Kenta attacked the Ascension, do you think that was the first time that a Japanese man attacked someone while they were looking?
Pearl Harbor job, are you saying?
Yeah. I'll jab you.
Thanks, Gorilla.
You Pearl Harbor them. That's right. I think... I think that's probably enough on that NXT takeover.
Wasn't, you know, there. Probably enough about 15 minutes ago.
Probably, yeah. Hey, did you hear about SmackDown?
It's going to be on Friday.
It's going to be on Friday night.
Just colossal fuck-up.
Oh, yeah. They had it all set to go, and then there was some other show that they decided to put on that time slot. So everything got all fucked around.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Just funny because funny?
Yeah, just strange. I mean, it's like no one really is going to know, right? It was on Fridays. Now it stays on Fridays.
Yeah, exactly.
They have to repaint their trucks.
Yeah,
maybe paint the same one that had Ezekiel Jackson on it.
I think they painted them Thursdays, and then they had to repaint them because it wasn't announced yet. And then they started painting them Thursdays again. And now I think they got to paint them again.
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody's making money.
That's, paint companies.
Yes, exactly. Those are big fucking trucks.
You think it's Sinclair Paint? Do you think they own ROH?
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
But
speaking of ROH.
You want to talk about ROH and then do some hodgepodgey stuff and then finish the show?
Yeah.
Okay. ROH, what is it? All-Star Extravaganza 6 came to us totally live from Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto, Ontario, Canada on Saturday. We got to watch it. We had a Nitro party.
We did.
That we recorded for all of you that we'll play at some point.
Yeah, it's three different episodes of Nitro Parties.
And then we had
extra bonus material for the podcast.
Then we had a Super Kick Party.
And we had a Super Kick Party.
So we
except for we didn't get to finish that.
Well, we had our own Super Kick Parties by ourselves.
What happened was we went and watched ROH, and I was going to order it, so I ordered it, and I was going to watch it at home if I couldn't watch it with you, because you were supposed to leave.
Yeah, go to the in-laws.
So we were going to go, from having a Nitro Party and watching ROH to just watching and having the Nitro Party. And then you said, well, now it looks like I don't have to leave until probably 7:30.
Kept getting delayed, so just said, fuck it, we'll watch ROH until
we'll watch it as long as we can.
I gotta go, yeah.
And then... It kept on getting delayed, and we're like, oh, we're going to watch the whole thing. Maybe we should get some food. And then all of a sudden, it's like just before the main event, you got to go.
Yeah.
And then you had to go right away. And it's like, oh, okay. So, which is too bad, because up until that point, it's like, and I could see you were just like, oh, fuck, because it's been a good show. And I know
the main event
will be the Young Bucks versus Red Dragon, and this will just kick it off. And it did. But let's...
Dream matchup now. Red Dragon versus Lucha Dragon.
Oh,
and Ricky Steamboat could be the ref.
It would be awesome, That would be a tremendous, awesome thing if they could pull that off.
The Mega Dragons explode.
That's pretty great. Now, we have to say this about the Lucha Dragons. They immediately already have one of the best shirts.
Yeah, they do have great shirts.
They have great shirts that they came out saying Lucha Dragons on there, and they're awesome. Though not as good as the shirt one guy was wearing in the front row.
Yeah, the Kamala shirt.
It was awesome.
That was great. Just had the stars and the moon on it, and it was a brown shirt. It's great.
Yeah, so got to find out where to get a hold of that.
I need a Kamala shirt.
So if you're a listener, and there's a chance you are,
and you,
well, we don't have we don't have 1.2 million listeners like Jim Ross, but we do pretty good.
Yeah, well, about half of that, but still. But if you're listening to this. And you have access to a Kamala shirt.
Get it to him.
Addy, A-D-D-I-E, at WeTalkWrestling.com. I'm a size medium. And Mo, M-O, at WeTalkPodcast. He's about a 6XL.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be a bit tight on you, though.
About the same size as Big Show and Mark Henry, right?
Combined?
So anyways, but ROH,
let's start from the top. The top starts with ACH is a fuck. And
he's not a fuck.
He is.
He had travel problems.
Yeah, whatever, he's a fuck. And so he wasn't there. And so Jay Lethal and the Truth Commission come out. And
it's not the Truth. Truth Martini.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the Jackal?
And what's her name?
Kurgan.
Kurgan.
The Jackal and Kurgan come out.
I fuck it. Whatever.
With Jay Lethal.
I don't care anymore.
Anyway, so it ends up being Caprice Coleman is gonna face Jay Lethal later on in the show, is what this all comes out
to. No, it wasn't. It was Cedric Alexander.
What did I say?
Caprice Coleman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Well, oh yeah, there's a big difference.
There is!
Really?
Yes!
Okay, describe them to me. Generic black wrestler A and generic black wrestler B gets a title shot against Jay Lethal.
The difference is that Caprice Coleman, while they like him and he's a good athlete and a good wrestler, and he's got more of a shoot background or a different style. Cedric Alexander, 25 years old, is the guy that they think to themselves is the future of the company, arguably.
Really?
Like, yeah, he's the guy that, like,
they're
okay.
That's stupid.
They see a lot in him. Mm-hmm. So, that's the difference.
Okay.
So, anyways, he took on Jay Lethal later on. But we opened up with Mark Briscoe versus Hanson.
Yeah.
Briscoe wins.
Yeah.
Hanson's pretty awesome. It was pretty good.
It's pretty good. And then we got to the four-way tag? Was that next? I don't remember.
Four-way tag. Anyways, Moose is the star of this whole thing. This is all about getting Moose over. Their big former. He is much like Mojo Riley.
Moose.
He's formerly from the NFL, and he's a good athlete. But he may not connect.
No, he doesn't connect.
Yeah.
But his name is Moose.
Yeah, people like chanting Moose.
Yeah. They should team Mojo and Moose. Mm. Moose Joe.
Mm. And you know,
could be from Saskatchewan.
Mojo and Moose Joe.
Saskatchewan.
Moose Joe, Saskatchewan.
They could be from Moose Joe, Saskatchewan.
And I could be their manager. Mo.
Mo, yes. A farmer? From Moose Joe?
Well, I wouldn't be the farmer. I'd be more like a mentor.
I think
and then I could moo.
That's true. Yeah, you could like graze around the ring. Mantar
used to do.
That's right.
Moo. Like that's good. And it's hard to believe they were losing money at that point.
I know. Amazing. Let's put them with Jim Cornette.
Fuck.
Yeah, then we had R.D. Evans and Moose, and R.D. wins and gets his tag team.
Yeah, they win a team.
This match
the
was,
point was
no,
that
no, this match was highlighted, yeah, by Watanabe. And what was his black tag team partner's name? Cedric
Caprice
Alexander?
Coleman. Caprice Coleman.
Caprice Coleman and Watanabe.
I think, maybe. I don't know.
Team Rush Hour 4.
As named by, that's the Steve person Carino. We need to be, Steve Carino. Steve Carino's fucking great.
Yes.
literally the funniest man in wrestling right now.
Yes. And Team Rush Hour 4. That was hilarious. But then BJ and Watanabe opened the contest. So yes, he had Blowjob and Watanabe.
In the ring together.
In the ring to open the contest. Yes. Opening things up here.
Yeah.
BJ and Watanabe. Well,
BJ and Watanabe.
But then we'll go to Michael Elgin. Probably yes. Some other matches, but Michael Elgin and...
well, I mean, Jay Lethal did defeat Cedric Alexander.
Hmm? Caprice Coleman?
ECH.
Oh. Moose?
Jay Lethal?
Langston! Langston!
Yes.
Lethal.
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 Yeah, so he retained the title. Silesia Sparks got super kicked.
That's right. That's amazing that he could get up that high to kick the 7-foot Kurgan.
Silesia Sparks. Who we'll get to later.
Will we?
Yes, we will.
Oh, yeah, we will, won't we?
Yeah.
We then had what was a surprise in Jay Briscoe with a Jay Driller clean in the middle winning the ROH World title.
Yeah, that wasn't next because they had the AJ match first, but we'll talk about
this. They had
this
the what
now.
Match?
AJ. AJ
Yeah. Let's just talk about Jay Briscoe.
We'll get there first. Basically, the whole thing is that we were fully expecting this match to be... They kept on pushing how Jay Briscoe hadn't been pinned in 2 years.
That's right.
In a singles competition or you know...
Yeah, which
actually, pinned in any way. He hadn't actually been pinned.
In 2 years.
I mean, he'd lost a ladder match, but he hadn't been pinned himself.
And he lost the title due to a worked injury, right?
Yeah.
So it was
because at the time it looked like he might be going to WWE. I don't really remember what the story was there.
He tweeted about something about a homo.
Yeah, that and cost him that opportunity.
Yeah.
So it's something about not agreeing with gay marriage, basically.
Yeah. He used the word homo.
I think he did, yeah.
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 So. He later said he was just talking about his milk. But they didn't buy that. But anyway, he wins the world title here. We were expecting just this to be Michael Elgin then beating Jay Briscoe. And
the
that's
idea
your
being
story,
that,
right?
The idea being that when Elgin finally is the guy to pin him after 2 years, that further cements what a great champion he is.
And then, yeah.
It further strengthens his title range, which was the plan.
And the plan was for Elgin to lose at Final Battle.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a pay-per-view.
Yes.
Not an iPay-per-view, but a pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view. Traditional pay-per-view. Yeah. Though also available on iPay-per-view.
Yeah, yeah. But, anyway, lost here. He, and actually a good fortune on ROH, at least. But the thing was, is Michael Elgin made some comment about wanting to see if he could play Major League Baseball.
Yeah, he did at the end of an interview. Now, he had talked about ROH the whole interview. And then saying that next year he'd like to try out for Major League Baseball. So the office was really mad at him for saying that when he's supposed to be promoting the show.
Straw that broke the camel's back is what that was.
It was. There was other issues. He booked himself on a tour in Europe when they had plans for him to defend the title. And then he had to cancel that. He lost at the PWG.
Yeah.
He lost clean at somebody else's promotion, even though he's their world champion. Though, I mean, not many people see that. That's really, it's not like it even, I don't even, it was probably DVDs, but who cares?
He
nobody
really wanted
it.
Thought he was going to get a stepping stone to New Japan Pro Wrestling as the ROH champion, but New Japan didn't want him.
No.
Is the thing, too. So then that was a bit of a kind of a psychological setback for him personally.
Yes. And he's like late 20s, or mid to late 20s. He's not an old guy, right?
As it turns out, he's now been deported.
Well, he's stuck in Canada. He can't cross the border for 90 days, which is really strange to me because he's married to an American and lives in St. Louis.
Yes.
And
Silesia.
No, he's not.
Not married to Kurgan?
No.
Who's he married to?
Mischief.
Right, that chick.
Yeah. Silesia's in ROH. Mischief is not. She was, I think, in Glimmer or something like that. But anyway.
Glow, little glowworm. Glimmer.
Something like that. I can't remember. Or Simmer. Glow, or Shimmer. Shimmer. I think
Shimmer.
It's Shimmer. Is it Shimmer?
It's Shimmer.
Yeah, okay. So she was in Shimmer. Maybe she was in if Glow and Shimmer had a baby, it'd be called Glimmer.
It would be. Maybe, was she on Glee?
Yeah, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, he's married to Miss Jeff, who's an American, so I thought you didn't even need a working visa. You get a green card just being married to an American. And they're trying to raise a family there. He's got two mortgages. How the fuck you do that when you're working in ROH? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck you make that mistake? But anyways, he can't get across the country for 90 days. He's living with his parents and family or something like that. Wow. In Toronto. I know.
Living in his parents' basement.
Yeah. Loser.
What a loser.
Yeah.
He's overweight, too.
Look, I'm just doing it till my house is built.
That's true. And you're only getting one mortgage.
That's right.
Yes.
So he can't, and that's, of course, that would have really fucked things up for ROH if the champion can't defend the title for 90 days.
Well, they would have.
They fucked up other promotions, like there's some other promotions he works for where he had titles and that and was scheduled to wrestle and he couldn't make the shot and they had to book on the fly.
As much as we say that, I don't think it would have been that big of a deal for the title and for ROH. He just would have worked a Border City match against, like, Adam Cole or something.
If they had something booked, they would have, I mean,
could get an ROH title, world title change booked on your rinky-dink Ontario independent show within the next 90 days. Absolutely, you could.
And film it, and that's probably what they would do, but it would screw things up. Then now what happens is he loses the belt, and he's off TV for 90 days, though. It might not even be that long. ROH is trying to get him back. There was a point where they were thinking about letting him go.
I was going to say, they were pretty pissed at him about that. About the baseball thing.
I think it's more
the PWG thing that they're really upset
about.
Well,
I think it's more the fact that they had Field of Honor and other things scheduled, and he's planning to go to Europe. Because he's thinking to himself, and he has to cancel that tour, and it was a fight with them. Because he's sitting there going, okay, now I'm world champion, now my bookings can increase and my fee can increase. And I got this big tour over there, and they're like, well, no, your first obligation is us. We gave you the belt. You're the reason you can charge that amount. And it's a fight. And I think that's the biggest thing. Losing on PWG definitely didn't help.
Right.
Though I think that's stupid. I mean, I think the booking thing, it's like, well, how the hell dare you book yourself to not be there for our events when you're our champion, but you're planning to use the belt to charge a higher fee and to get yourself promoted over in Europe. Like, that to me is ridiculous. The PWG thing, like, 300 people are going to see that, and, like, another 500 people are going to read about it on the internet. Who cares? It doesn't affect your business. That's
stupid. Who gives a fuck?
Saying that you're going to try out for baseball next year is stupid. If he had said, hey, I'm ROH World Champion, it's living a dream, it's the greatest thing in the entire world, it's what I want to do.
Yeah.
If I was to ever do anything else in my life, it would be play baseball, but right now this is my focus. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think anybody would have a problem with that. But instead, the way he said it, I'm going to go and try that next year, made it sound like, well, you know, and they're mad about that. But again, I think that's blown out of proportion. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
It's Brian Fritz he did it with. 12 people will hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think that's stupid. So I think it's more the other thing, but... They're blowing out proportion. But one of the things is they told him, okay, be quiet. Everybody's like, okay, be quiet. So what's he going to do? He posts something on Facebook about it. He's not hard to and difficult to work with. And how shitty this deal has been. And I'm like, shut the fuck up and just lie low. Because you come back after 90 days losing the title, that crowd is going to pop for you with that first night back.
Yeah.
You get a title shot, immediately you're right back at the top of the card.
Yeah.
Just shut up and wait.
I think that the other fact, too, he wasn't as good of a champion as Adam Cole was.
Oh, God,
It was definitely a step down for...
And what we said at the time of the title changes, we watched it.
Yeah.
What we said at the time was, this is the wrong time to take the belt off Cole.
That's
the
right.
Best guy they've ever had in the promotion.
Yep.
Better than CM Punk. Better than Daniel Bryan. Better than Seth. He's the best guy they ever had. And especially probably the best guy as far as being champion. The company's got momentum. Its ratings are up. Its attendance is up. Its momentum is up. And you're taking it off of him. And storyline-wise, if Elgin had lost it again, he would have become a loser. Storyline-wise, you have built it up like he had so many chances. This was finally his time. But that... It wasn't his time, because the other guy was doing so great, right? So, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where you're like, the right guy to be the champion is Cole. So, I mean, Jay Briscoe having the belt means Cole will probably get it back from him.
That's true.
So, yeah.
That's true. Sorry, as we talk about this, I've found this notebook that I have. with
I can't read that.
No, this is this goes says, back to the.
It says at the top of this page says, "Be more positive."
Be more positive. We got a tweet about that. Like, seriously, this was.
I can see that you're talking about Drew Carey Hall of Fame. This is from a couple of three years ago. Some notes for the show.
Grandmaster Sexay blown up. Snooki. Snooki in WWE.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, the point being that yeah, I mean, Adam Cole's the guy who, as long as he's there, and he's, I think he's signed or about to sign a new contract, it's inevitable he goes to WWE because he's so good, right?
Kurt and Angle young. Arrested.
Yeah. Well, that could have been any time. Yeah.
So this was from last week. But, yeah. No, I mean, it really, it could have been, I mean, Adam Cole, a much better choice than,
he's just a better champion.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, as far as being champion, the storyline was going to be that he was the fighting ass champion. He was what Bret Hart was at first when they put it on him.
Yeah.
He's going to defend against anybody and everybody and defend more often. And it would have been all right, but it's just he's not as good a champion. And Cole had kind of beat a lot of the top contenders, but doesn't matter. You put it on back on Cole. So,
yeah.
And a lot of this, it's like you look at Elgin, you go, okay, he did this to himself. But, you know, I feel a little sorry for him, but I also think my Shake Man going, you're a little stupid. How do you let these visa things happen? Like, this is your living. I don't know. But, I mean, he's not the only one. We talk about Silesia Spark, another Canadian performer.
Yeah.
Who is not allowed to cross the border, was stopped from crossing the border, which is, again, where she makes her money. Yeah. And she lives there now, but she is stuck in Canada. So she has, like, Instagram accounts and different things going about how it's like, you know, free Silesia, and there's people trying to get that trending on Twitter, and then shirts and stuff. But the truth is, she can't work anymore. There's like no work for her in Toronto. She's a professional wrestler. She was a booked professional wrestler because she's kind of like China. She's big and muscular, but hotter. And
well, but from like Halifax, isn't Kurgan?
So the point is, she's another one. She can't cross the border. I don't know what her reason was. I guess it's visa issues. And I don't know for how long. But like she's like tweeting out things like, I'm broke. Like, I'm dead broke. And I was like, well, it's because you don't make a ton of money and you probably don't save whatever you do make. But it's like her I feel worse for. I don't really know her story. I just know it seems like she's getting really fucked. And the whole Canadian government border crossing, American, like, oh, this. I thought there's the longest unguarded border in history. Yeah, it's ahead friendly. And anyway, so we,
stick her in a trunk and go through. I mean,
no, that's not a good idea. That'll really get her in trouble.
No, it won't. Well, how did I get here? Get Carino to do it.
Yeah, no, you just get her across, and when Zeb Coulter sees her, she goes, "See," and what's he gonna do?
Silesia Sparks sneaking across our border. But I mean, nah, I mean, it's one of those things that, yeah, it's how do you let these things happen, right? Maybe that's, maybe, is ACH Canadian? Maybe that's why.
I don't know what cause of his
travel issues.
And I think Silas Young, who was supposed to be on the show, I think he was actually legit.
He's hurt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And it was supposed to be, originally supposed to be,
Silas Young and I can't remember who.
No, the Silas and what's the guy who fought fucking Lethal? Caprice Coleman?
Yeah, yeah. Or Cedric Alexander.
How hard is this? Come on. So Cedric Alexander was supposed to fight Silas Young.
Yes, yeah.
And so Silas Young got hurt. Then it was going to be unofficially Cedric Alexander against. What's his name there? Michael Bennett.
Oh, Michael Bennett, yeah.
And then Michael Bennett did the reveal that Matt is coming back.
Which could be Matt Sydal.
Matt Sydal.
Everybody's like Matt Hardy. That was what we thought watching it.
Yeah, we thought Matt
Hardy. Matt Sydal, but also could be Matt Taven, who left at Ring of Honor or Field of Honor a few weeks earlier, so it could be him. So we don't know.
Yeah.
There's three fucking Matts in the company.
Well, the reason that they, yeah, we're
two
ashamed.
Two fucking Adams.
Yes. I told you. We're Shane.
Where's a Gregory when you need him?
Shane
Where's
Hardy.
Gregory Hardy.
Gregory Hardy. Gregory Taven. But yes. I think the reason that everybody jumped to the conclusion of Matt Hardy is because A, Steve Corino went mental.
Yes.
And B, they had the iconic title. They redid the iconic title to be the...
Plus, he had been most recently in the company, so...
Well, there's Taven. I mean,
recently in the company.
But they had that iconic belt. And
I don't think of him as actually being gone, even though storyline, he walked out after a show.
Taven?
Yeah. So anyways, I mean, Tommaso Ciampa is another one who's all over this thing.
Yeah, they're billing him as having, like, mental illness.
Yeah, well, he's the Sicilian psychopath.
No, but they're billing him as having, like, a legit mental illness.
Yeah, and you actually said he's more like he's, like, apologizing and they're throwing him out and trying to discipline him and he's not really doing it. And you're right, it's a mental illness thing, but it's almost more like, it feels like what they did with Kevin Steen at one point. Yeah,
it's kind of, he's the new Kevin Steen, I guess is what I
said. So let's get to the two matches you can't miss.
Yes. Adam Cole and AJ Styles.
Holy shit.
This was phenomenal.
It was. The thing about it is...
Phenomenal. 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 What? Langston. Langston.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, so AJ, of course, had a reputation when he was in TNA and early in his career, and I think it really never left him until recently.
That he can't win the big one?
No, that he's kind of hasn't got a lot of psychology and he's a spot monkey guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but, I mean, you watch this and it's like, no, this is a match all about psychology. And just like...
Well, then can he help Ciampa?
Yes, Dr. Styles.
He's got psychology.
Anyway, so storytelling in this match, and of course Cole is great. So Adam Cole is tremendous, and so and AJ Styles. So you just had a great story. So it was something where it was just got better and better and built and built and built to the point where the crowd thought they were getting what they thought they knew what was coming next, but instead that's when the twists and turns happened, and they didn't know it was coming, so they're reacting to everything great. So it's just a tremendous storytelling and a hell of a match. And then you had the match which had the most over people in the building, Red Dragon, and the most over people, the Young Bucks.
Yes.
And that was a match that, it had some psychology, but not as much, but it doesn't matter, because there's nobody like the Young Bucks.
No, ain't no party like a Young Buck party.
Super kick party.
But no, I mean, it was, these guys are just, this match was fantastic, phenomenal.
Insane.
Spot after spot, best 2 out of 3 falls. Got the debut of the Meltzer driver.
Which is where these guys use pile drivers all the time, but they're safe. One of the reasons they can actually use a pile driver all the time and be safe on it is because they distract you by making the pile driver so incredibly flashy that you don't notice that the actual pile driver itself is so safe.
Yeah, that the guy's head is like a foot off the mat.
You don't notice because literally, like, this move is one guy's in the middle of the ring. They're going to do a tombstone. It's a tombstone pile driver. The other guy goes up on the ring ropes and he jumps and does a 450 and then pushes him down.
Spikes him
off of a 450 dive into it. It's so amazing. The timing and the distance and all of this is just unbelievable. The Meltzer driver. So, I mean, yeah, you're just, like, it can be safe as hell because, and I'm watching this, I'm like, this is the greatest move I've ever seen.
Now, to be honest, to be fair, right?
Yeah.
Hell isn't very safe.
No. But that's pretty safe. I mean, as long as you don't fall into the lake of fire.
Mm.
If you're just standing around, it's safe. It's hot.
It's hot. Into
that's where RVD and Sabu will be.
Lake of Fire.
It's hot.
It's hot.
That's Sabu.
That is Sabu.
So anyways, no, I mean, it's the thing is, I'm watching this, I'm like, this is the greatest move ever. These guys are incredible. And they would never be allowed to do this shit in the WWE. No,
never.
And it's such a shame, which is why I hope they never go.
Yeah.
And they probably, I mean, would they make more in the WWE? Yeah, a little. Not a lot.
No, not at first, for sure.
Well, they never would because they would never get a chance to move above where
London and Kendrick's were. Yeah,
these guys are probably making six figures a year working the indies.
Yeah.
And so...
And Japan, they're in Bullet Club, right?
Yeah, they're in Bullet Club, they're in Japan. They're these guys are probably making six figures a year. You know? So, I mean, if you look at that, it's like...
I've decided I want a Bullet Club t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking great.
And a Kamala t-shirt.
Yeah, oh, and a Kamala... You know, ADD.
I.E. at WeTalkWrestling.com.
Yeah.
I'm a medium if you send me your Bullet Club t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Those you can actually find and buy. The Kamala one would be harder. But you can actually buy your own. You don't have to ask the audience to get it to
what?
You.
Shut up. People want to give me a gift out of the goodness of their heart for all of this free information.
Free stuff we do for you. All right. All our podcasts and blogs.
Yeah. ADDIE at WeTalkWrestling.com. Our
numerous blogs.
Numerous blogs over the years. But yeah, that was, I mean, that's...
Wasn't he in he in WCW there? New Morris?
What? New Morris. Oh. There was the guy that was the Moyle. That was Jew Morris.
His name was Goldberg.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
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 And the, which is interesting because he was going to team with Gold Dust, right?
Yeah.
When he wore the wig, who used the director's cut.
Mm-hmm.
So, which Goldberg could have used the erector's cut as the Moyle gimmick, see? This all fits well. Why aren't I booking somewhere?
Because you'd be terrible. Let's...
Well, you want to. So I think that's good enough for ROH All Star Extravaganza 6. If you can watch it,
yeah.
Watch
I'm just gonna say again, but right. Yeah. Well, the Bucks are like I say. They even Steve Corino said, and Steve Corino again, incredible.
I don't even know how to call a Young Bucks match.
Yeah, he said you can't even call a Young Bucks match. Too much stuff is happening, and he's right, but not in a bad way. Like it's unbelievable to see these guys. They talk about the. You have a Tag Team of the Year award, and you have a Wrestler of the Year award.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that these guys deserve the Wrestler of the Year award and the Tag Team of the Year award. And there's always been a mentality, you can't give the Wrestler of the Year to a tag team, because they have their own award. But no, there's nobody, there's no singles wrestler who's as good as these guys or better than these guys. They were put on last because they steal the show every fucking time. And Red Dragon are terrific, too. But and I've become a big fan of O'Reilly. But, you know... Definitely, the Bucks. Like, at the end of the show, even though they were attacked by Tommaso Ciampa again,
yeah.
There's no question, at the end of the show, this is over, like, it's the Bucks are the stars.
Well, it's why,
they
I mean,
lost the match, but they're the ones who are the stars.
And hell.
Because there's no one like them.
You had a world title change, and the Bucks went on last.
Yeah.
You know?
And that world title change could not have followed this.
No.
You know?
And, I mean... We would be remiss, too. We do need to mention that Daniels and Kazarian as well on
oh,
the show
right.
as
yeah.
the Addiction.
As the Addiction. That's right. They faced Jimmy Jacobs and Roderick Strong in a pretty decent match.
Yeah. But that's sort of the biggest news item coming out of that.
I can't wait to see the Addiction versus the Young Bucks. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I think they've actually faced each other on Indies already, but just it'll be great.
Yeah. Jeez, that'll be great. On a big stage. Maybe that'll be a final battle. That would be great.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
So, that's ROH All-Star Extravaganza.
So I missed the majority of Raw. I saw a couple clips a little bit. So fill me in. I saw the first 5 minutes of the 20-minute John Cena and Heyman segment.
Yeah. Heyman was trying to get him to turn heel, and Cena doesn't want to be a heel. That's it.
How come you could do it in 20 seconds and it took them 20 minutes?
Very good. I mean, the delivery was good. I mean, they got the you know the crowd and you know Heyman's always great.
Yes.
And Cena, you know, and Cena had very good delivery because you know it's a shoot essentially.
Yeah.
That you know, he doesn't want to turn heel for the kids, for the make a wish and the soldiers that he get you know, all the reasons he named is the reason that he hasn't turned.
Now he did mention in an interview about 2 weeks ago he did, with some I believe with a newspaper that he believes he has a heel run in him, but it'll never happen because the WWF doesn't want to do it. That he's not opposed to it and he thinks he has a good one in him, but they're never gonna do it.
Yeah.
So I don't know, again, if that's laying the seeds, if this is laying the seeds. I do know that I read about this in depth, and here you told me a little about it before.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, this sounds like it's really entertaining. But how does it sell the match?
Yeah, it doesn't. And that's the thing is, well, no, the reason it sold the match is saying that the only way is because what it is, what Heyman was saying is the only way you can beat Brock Lesnar. You can't beat Brock Lesnar, but the only way you have a chance at beating Brock Lesnar is if you go heel.
If you, that makes no sense.
Well, yeah, because what it is that if you are going to have a moral code and be a baby face and instead of beating the bloody pulp and curb stomping the shit out of the man,
beating his ass,
you stop.
He's into beating his ass,
rectal bleeding. But if you want to take it further beyond the rectum and break his nose, bloody him up.
I'd rather you broke my nose than my rectum.
Yeah.
Damn near killed me.
What he's saying is that you have to throw the rule book out the window, you have to not give a shit about the fans, and because you stop because you think, what is little Johnny thinking? You know, if I go too far, am I teaching him that this is the right way, this is the answer, no, I can win honorably with classic, you know, catch-as-catch-can wrestling as soon as he learns it, then it's...
But that still makes no sense.
No, I think it makes sense. I understood it.
Okay, you understood it, but I'll tell you why it makes no sense to me. It's that it's not like he was close to beating Lesnar, and if he had just done those things, he would have beat him.
That's true.
That's what my problem is. True. It's like, no, you got your ass kicked the whole for 19 minutes out of a 19 minute and 30 second match.
You know what John?
You had 30 seconds of offense.
You know what John Cena needs is a Zorro mask and a sword.
Yeah.
Damn. And only then a Jedi could he be.
Because I'm literally watching this. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, no, it's like, or hearing this, and I'm like, this doesn't make any sense to me for that reason. It's not like you're really, really close. Or it's not like, yeah, it's not like you're in the match and it's dead even, and you're like,
yeah.
Do I take the... It's not like that moment where...
It's WrestleMania. Don't do it, John! This isn't you!
Yes, you know? Do you take the, like, not like he's sitting there has a chance where Lesnar's down, runs out of the ring, grabs a chair,
runs
back in, and does he hit him or not?
Looks at the crowd.
It's not that.
No, it's not.
And even then, if he did look at the crowd in that situation, people would be going, go for it, and, you know, and it still wouldn't turn you heel because it's against Lesnar.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't, I don't know. I don't buy it. It's like, I don't know. So, whatever. And Jericho versus Orton. What do you think?
Who? Jericho versus Orton.
At Night of Champions. And Rollins versus...
Well, it's a three-way.
They're actually doing the Rollins versus...
It's a three-way. It's Jericho, it's Orton, and it's who gives a fuck.
Who I think will get the pin in this one.
Yeah.
I think who gives a fuck is going over strong.
Yeah.
Clean in the middle of the ring.
Yes.
And then, oddly, now you're doing Rollins and
Roman Reigns. Yeah, way to keep them apart.
You should have built this to where something more. And also, since Ambrose's situation isn't gone with him, like, it just, that's strange. I don't know. It felt like at the last second they went, we're getting stale, let's recast things. And then you recast things to things that it's just kind of jumbled together.
I don't get this at all. It wouldn't shock me because they've done it so many times in the past. But, I mean, the Roman Reigns-Lesnar plan is... It's like the WWF in late 97.
Yeah.
It's in peril.
Yeah.
It's like right now what it seems like is that Cena beats Lesnar, Rollins loses to Reigns, but Rollins cashes in and beats Cena, and then you've got Rollins as the champion in rematches with Cena and Ambrose, and then,
you mean Reigns.
No, Ambrose, and then Reigns is Rollins and Reigns is your WrestleMania match, and Lesnar's off to somebody else.
Yeah, I don't fucking... That makes no sense.
Well, it's not that it doesn't make any sense.
Well, it doesn't make any sense if you want to build Reigns up to what he needs
well,
to be.
Well, that part is... Well, no, because in their minds, well, he's a champion.
Well, but yeah, but if he's a champion beating Rollins, it's not the same.
I know that, and you know that, but they just look at it like he's our fucking champion.
I don't know.
So, I don't know. It doesn't do a goddamn thing
for Lesnar. I mean, Lesnar.
Oh, God, no. Well, it does do a goddamn thing for Lesnar. It hurts him.
Yeah, exactly. Which is the last. Like, right now, you have a commodity. I mean, this is a guy who has, over the last, you know, 8 months, been built back into being a real major commodity. What I've heard is that his opponent he's defending against, not at this pay per view, but at the following pay per view, is Big Show, who apparently he already defended against once at some sort of house show.
Who?
Or is about to defend against one's house show. Lesnar.
Lesnar's going to fight at a house show?
Did some sort of house show or some sort of show or Big Show.
Oh, there's like a super show or something.
Super
coming,
show. Yeah. And he's taking on Big Show. And Big Show's the plan next month on pay-per-view for Lesnar, is what I've heard.
Hmm.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's, I don't know. Yeah, that's... Just,
we'll see. I mean, this coming up is the go-home show.
They're doing... I mean, I just love how they...
I didn't watch the show because of the Springer... Like, Jerry Springer, Brie Bella stuff. Brie and Nikki Bella. Like, I was
I'm
not watching.
But that had the debut of J.J. Bella.
Yeah.
Because that's his name.
Who?
Their brother, J.J.
I don't care.
His last name is Bella.
Good. I didn't... You mean Garcia.
Oh, that's what the graphic said. But that's not how he was announced. It was done by Mick Foley. It's Joanne Ambriani.
Yeah, I didn't watch
home
this.
Economics
it was because
teacher, Miss Betty Griffiths.
The problem I had, and the ratings were really, really strong for this show, all things considered, against Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't break a 3, but you didn't get killed either and drop down like a 5.
Game sucked, but that's okay.
Well, no, there's 2 games. The second game was an 18-17 game, and that was one in the fourth quarter with a comeback. So.
A what?
Comeback.
Huh. I barely know you.
What are you talking about? We're going next year at WrestleMania for our 10th anniversary.
That's
friends.
True. That's true. the producer enjoyed that.
Oh, you did tell her that? anyways, no, so, what the fuck was I going to say?
Rating.
The rating was good, but I didn't watch it because they sent out a press release hyping the show, and they talked about how Jerry Springer is going to be on, mm-hmm. and, by the way, we're more maybe next week.
Yeah.
But Jerry Springer is going to be on, and the Bellas, and Stephanie, and again, it's all about Stephanie getting herself over and caring about herself and being annoying as fuck, and I'm like... The press release never once mentions Rollins versus or Reigns versus Orton and Jericho versus Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt.
Like, if you had that first or even had that on there, I would have been like, okay, no problem. But when the only thing you're going to promote is the really, really shitty, worst feud of the year with a really, really shitty television performer who's past his due date in really, really shitty acting... When that's what you're going to promote, I'm not going to watch your fucking show.
Wow. Way to take a stand.
Yeah! Plus Monday Night Football was on.
That's right. But, it was... The whole show itself was better. But,
yeah, I don't care.
That's not hard to do. No. Though, after the last 2 weeks.
How could he be worse?
But, exactly. But, it didn't have much... You know, fantastic stuff. Jericho jumping off the cage, followed by Rollins.
That was kind of cool. I saw that, yeah.
Sorry, Rollins jumping off the cage. But yeah, wow. Jericho's... The thing I know is Jericho's final match is against Orton on this deal.
Where's Bray Wyatt?
Creative doesn't have anything for him.
Literally.
Maybe Bray Wyatt is the bunny.
Huh.
But,
yeah.
Fucking bunny. Hate the bunny.
Bunny's going to be somebody from NXT, I'm afraid. I just don't know who.
Tyler Breeze?
Maybe.
Bunny Breeze?
That's right. The one thing about this main event that was this amazing main event from NXT, you had one guy from Britain and three Canadians in the main event.
That's true.
So that's interesting.
And the most anticipated guy was a Japanese guy.
Yeah, that's true. And the next most anticipated guy to come in is a guy from, where's Prince Devitt from?
England.
He's from England as well.
Yeah.
And you have another Canadian coming in, Kevin Steen. So, yeah, very...
USA! USA! USA!
Well, yeah, it's just interesting.
It's interesting. Yeah.
But it's not a bad thing to be a global organization at all.
No. And, you Americans need more wrestlers. Because at 43-year-old, Sean O'Hare is dead. Hung himself.
I thought we weren't going to talk about this.
Why not?
Well, I mean, it's just depressing. Now I don't know who the world's toughest hairdresser is.
Yeah? Sean O'Hairdresser?
He was.
A hairdresser?
He was a hairdresser. He owned a hair salon and then was working at the end here as a physical or personal trainer. But yeah, he was a hairdresser.
He was a guy that came in and worked in the power plant and was in the natural born thrillers at the end of WCW when WCW was really bad, which Coach Kevin and a bunch of the, he had your Jindrak, Stasiak, was it Reno, O'Hare, Palumbo, I think those were the guys, and Mike Sanders.
What did you mention, what's his name, Bull or whatever, the guy who was Relic?
Oh, no, was he? I don't think he was a natural born thrower, though. Was he really? Bull?
Johnny
the Bull.
I thought he was.
Was he? Okay.
I thought so.
He was one of the full-blooded Italians.
He was that, too. Afterwards.
He was with, what's his name? There were two of them.
Yeah, Vito. He was with
Vito. Yeah, Big Vito,
Disco or something.
But he had that, and it was actually a situation where if, he had the tag titles and stuff like that with Palumbo and Jindrak, but he was, it was a situation where he was, Bischoff, actually bought the company with, in before WWF did, is that that was someone that Bischoff was going to build around as a single star. Young,
yeah. Oh, he had a great look.
Star. Yeah, he did. He had a great.
He was very athletic.
And he had the big, so Shauntaun bomb, the Swanton bomb at the.
He had a great vertical leap. He had a great look. He was like that. He had a legit tough guy background. So he goes over to WWE, and he's been taught the power plant in WCW style, which is a little more fast-paced and a little less selling, a little less story.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't really want to relearn, and they really are gimmick-heavy there and want to give him a gimmick, and he's not an actor. So he doesn't work out. So he goes over going into MMA.
Well, it's not that he doesn't work out.
He doesn't work out.
He was given a big push. He got suffered by the fact that it was actually more Roddy Piper saying things that the company didn't like.
And Roddy Piper said something when he was his manager, that got Roddy Piper fired and got O'Hare off air. But the thing is, he came in as the champion, tag team champion. They lost the belts immediately. WCW loses the belts immediately. You end up in OVW.
Yep.
He comes up. He has the thing with.
I'm not telling you things you don't already know.
Yeah, and then he gets Piper, and then Piper loses, and he doesn't stay on the main roster. They don't keep going with him. They had given him a bunch of wins at that time. He's not that over. He's not into doing that gimmick because he's not an actor. He doesn't want to be an actor. He wants to be himself. He ends up back in OVW, and his contract is up, and they both mutually decide to part ways. He goes into MMA. He's really essentially a flop there. He has about, I don't know, ten fights. I don't know what it is. Something like that. Nothing big. He does some K-1 kickboxing, gets his ass beat, ends up going out and ends up getting arrested and going to jail. And getting into bar fights and beating up women. And this is why I'm like, I don't care that this guy's dead. You put on our Twitter too soon at 43. Probably not soon enough if he ever laid his hand on a woman, which is, it seems, even though he was never arrested, he was arrested for it twice, though never convicted.
Oh.
But there's a lot of other stories about there out there. He had a reputation as being a guy within his hometown that was a lot of trouble with the police, was constantly in bar fights, was constantly bullying people and causing fights. One of the reasons why he had to get kicked out of MMA is because for weeks he used to go to a bar and pick on a guy and beat on him and do all this, and finally the guy had enough and beat the shit out of him.
Yeah,
thank God.
Funny.
So, you know, the thing is, this is, he's a self-described prick. This is a guy who you put on there and people retweet it and they're like, oh, it's so sad. No, it's not sad. It's sad. It's sad that he had a kid who was like, and it's sad that he commits suicide. He has a kid who's like 7 years old. I think about 7 years old, and that kid doesn't have a father, and it'll be very confused. Now, not that this man probably was a very good father. I mean, I don't know for sure. Maybe he was. I doubt it, because he was such a selfish, horrible person most of his life, from all accounts, from most people who talk about him, prior to his death. And when his death, of course, he's a fucking saint, like it always happens. But up until then, people did not have good things to say about this man. So I'm not going to sit here and just all of a sudden change my tune and think, oh, here's somebody I really respect and was too soon. It's a confusing situation for the young child whose father passed away. I feel really, really sorry for him that he has to go through that type of pain. And I do feel sorry for those, like his father's the one who found him. And I'm sure that's very traumatic and that type of thing. But as far as this guy being a good guy, this is, by all accounts, this is not a good man. And there's no reason to think that he was ever faithful to any woman from his own accounts, other people's accounts. They say there seems to be spousal abuse towards women, certainly picking up and fighting with other people and bullying them. And just all in all, a misogynistic son of a bitch. So that's why I didn't want to talk about this, because here's somebody who's dead, and everybody, of course, says nice things, and I have nothing nice to say, and now you made me fucking go on this rant and spout it. So thanks a lot, prickface.
But you're not telling me things I don't already know.
Oh, well, hopefully not.
No, whatever, he's dead, he's 43. Anytime anybody dies at 43, that's very young, and suicide, right? So it's a troubled individual.
Troubled individual, the one thing, but you know what, by all accounts, not only somebody people go, oh, he had his demons, he was a troubled individual, no, this guy was just an asshole. Some people are just assholes.
Well, no.
Some people come from a good home, and yet they're bigger and stronger than other people, and they pick on them. And some people are just assholes because they feel like they're entitled. Not everybody is a dick because they have a hard background. And so, you know,
To end in suicide.
The only thing I'll say about that is I do hope that Chris Novinsky and the Sports Legacy Institute is able to get a hold of his brain, because I think it would be interesting to see what this man, who was a pro wrestler, mm-hmm. a mixed martial artist, a K-1 kickboxer, and was in numerous bar fights,
given
and contests. He won, I believe, 17 tough man contests before taking this.
Given
I'd love
what
to find out what
given what you've just said and your rant, I'm hoping that the Sports Legacy Institute and Chris Nowinski then are able to find his brain.
I think it'd be interesting if they were able to get a hold of that and to see what kind of brain damage was had.
But something's there. I mean, it's suicide that sort of leads to not. I mean, I don't want to say normal people don't commit suicide, but because that's the wrong way to put it. But
no question.
But without the end
if
of the life.
If he was depressed, this is a guy who had all opportunities in his life,
mm-hmm.
and
but. Flash,
a lot of gifts that he did not take advantage of.
That's what it was. That's how I remember Sean O'Hare, because he wasn't a big star, obviously, but he had a flash time period that with that Chanton bomb, and he really had a great look coming out, and I thought getting signed by WWF.
WCW, the first time I saw him, and when he was with the Natural Born Thrillers, I would look at that group of six or eight or whatever it was, and go, that was the fucking star.
Yeah.
And
that was
the
star.
And people like Stasiak, who had a good look, and people like
Jindrak,
and these, like, but I was like, that guy's the guy who's got the intangibles.
Yeah, and then with WWF and their track record, so to speak, of doing that, and the gimmick when it came in was an interesting devil gimmick, devil's advocate gimmick, and
they wanted him to
that's
do.
Fine.
Didn't
but
slow down. He
it
Rollins.
Looked like
and because he had a tough guy background, he didn't feel like he had to listen.
Like Ziggler, like Slater. Well, then rest in peace.
Thanks, because you were going on something heavy.
Why, are we going to go out on that?
No.
I just want to see.
PDP?
No.
Okay.
God, no. We don't have that kind of time. Just looking to see if there's any other news.
News worth talking about? So, probably not. We'll probably go out on that. Yeah,
we're going to go out on that. We'll say that we did talk about Titus O'Neil their...
So Daniel Bryan, word is now he might not need that second surgery. He's getting a little bit of strength back, but it's not good enough. It's still really, really
They're still slow. Targeting the Royal Rumble.
He's still targeting the Royal Rumble, but I still think he's going to end up with that second surgery. God, it just seems like, you know, if it's this long and they still don't know, I hope he made his money, put it aside, and you know what?
He did a lot of things.
You do a lot of things in your life, you don't have to ruin your health.
He did. You see how modestly he lives, and how, quite frankly, how humble of a guy that he is. He saved his money. He's living like a normal guy. He's making a lot of money living like a normal guy.
And let's talk about Vince Russo. Want to go on to something funnier?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
He's a fucking idiot.
Okay, tell us all about Vince Russo.
Vince Russo, the fucking moron. A couple things are worth
You see in the book here where it said, be more positive?
People don't really want positivity. We actually had that on our... That was the title of one show, was Being More Positive. Another show following up was The Positivity Continues. Those actually were some of our most listened to shows of that era. But, of course, we have more listeners now by a ton. Anyways, what the fuck was I saying?
I don't know. Here's a good... Vince Let's Russo. Go blast to the past here.
Let's go Vince Russo.
We talked on this show, whatever show this was, about the supplemental draft. And that Chris Jericho got kicked off Dancing with the Stars.
Holy crap. 4 years ago.
We've been doing this show for a long time.
A long time, dude. Okay, so Vince Russo comes out, and the butt munch, and it does some interview or some podcast. Or
did you call him a butt munch?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a dick.
I had Beavis written on here somewhere, too.
We did do an episode where he had Beavis, and you can hear those in the archives by going back and listening to the best of.
So. Hashtag butt munch.
So anyways, this dick licker, Vince Russo, said, I've been wanting to get this off my chest for a long time, something along those lines.
Okay.
That Spike TV is a terrible partner.
They are.
Terrible partner.
Oh, thank you. Are they Waskowy Wabbits, too?
They are a terrible partner.
They are a terrible partner.
Terrible partner.
Hey, ladies!
And then the thing to do is... TNA. They didn't promote them, and they didn't support them, they didn't do all this and that. So right here, what TNA is trying desperately to renegotiate with these guys or to get with another network, this guy comes out and says, wait, I'm not on.
Hold it for a while, but that's okay. They pick me up on yours. So anyways, probably not for that long because I think I coughed or something.
Okay.
Hold on.
And burped. That's good.
That's better.
So Vince Russo.
I hope people heard my rant on Jin or on O'Hare. That's all.
Oh yeah.
So well, there's a good chance they didn't, but maybe anyway, through yours.
Continue.
So anyways, the point being, I'm continuing. So Vince Russo comes out and says they're a terrible partner, that they haven't supported them, that they didn't promote them, that they all this and that.
They suck cock.
Well, they're trying to actually be picked up by another network. They're trying desperately. Now there's apparently four networks that are interested in them.
Yeah.
The two couple that we've mentioned before.
Velocity, you know, WGN.
Yeah, yeah, with not very many listeners. And some bigger networks, apparently, that are...
Or watchers.
Some bigger networks, apparently, that have some interest. The odds are, though, no matter what network you get to, you're getting pennies on the dollar to what you're getting now. And is it enough for you to keep going at the expenses you have? Probably not.
No.
Shut the fucking thing down. But anyways, Vince Russo not helping by mentioning this. So the president of Spike TV comes out and basically...
Barack Obama?
Yes, president of Spike TV comes out, Barack. Mr. Barack says that they are...
Barack says... Boom, know boom, your role. Boom, shut boom, your
boom,
mouth.
Boom, 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 boom.
Do you smell what Barack is cooking?
I don't want to smell what the Barack is cooking.
ISIS?
Cooking?
Okay.
Putin. What the hell was I saying? Putin. Oh, yeah, basically, so Spike TV, they say that they've enjoyed working with Dixie, that they were always promoted them very, very hard, that they paid for their expenses, that they paid for some of the big contracts of different wrestlers, they paid to put them on the road and some of the production values. that they promoted their show, and that Dixie Ann was always very pleasant to deal with and also did a good job of promoting on their show what Spike TV wanted them to promote, and that they've always enjoyed the relationship. But that Vince Russo is not somebody who is on the Raw office or on the radar, and not somebody they really dealt with or somebody really people should really know or listen to, because he's just not worth it.
Right.
He wasn't even important enough for them to consider him as a big portion of TNA. Then he said in another one, honestly, he said in another interview, honestly, the man is what I consider, if I stepped on a piece of gum, I would consider him lower than the gum that I picked, or the piece of ground that I picked up that piece of gum from.
Yeah.
Is basically what he said. So, Vince Russo, moron,
yeah,
and always helpful.
Moron and, helpful, egomaniac, is that the word?
Not very bright. I'd love to get this guy's IQ tested. I swear it's got to be below average.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, how did he ever get as far? Well, whatever.
But, well, I mean...
Egomaniacs, not very bright.
Yeah, no. Dumbass.
And your timing, even if you want to say this, say it after January. But even then, you don't have to say it at all, because you don't even know what you're talking about. Like, he's so fucking stupid.
So, what do you think about Vince Russo?
He's so fucking stupid.
Oh. And then, also Vince Russo?
Well, he kind of reminds me of, it's kind of like John Travolta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, remember when John Travolta was staying alive?
Stupid?
Well, he was staying alive, and Stallone was directing him. Stallone looked at him one scene, and he goes,
Johnny, do you think maybe, I don't know, this scene, you'd be a little more,
fucking stupid?
Stupid?
And Travolta goes... Travolta, he says, Jesus Christ, I don't know, I'm so fucking stupid already. That's what Vince Russo is!
Yes. Fucking stupid.
Fucking stupid.
So we're at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter.
And we're OUT.
We're facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. WeTalkWrestling.com is our website, as well, @EADDIE, @WeTalkWrestling, .com is the email address there, so... yeah.
Stitcher, iTunes Radio.
TuneIn Radio app.
TuneIn Radio, whatever.
Yeah.
Facebook. And iTunes,
Facebook, all that fun
all
stuff.
All that fucking
so,
shit.
All right, so that's going to do it for yet another week in the world of professional wrestling. So in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, we off the air?
Yeah.
Really this time?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
If you can't trust Addy, who can you trust?
Just because my feelings were kind of hurt by this when I walked in and saw that blue thing.
Watto?
Yeah. Are you really going to replace me?
In a heartbeat.